Mondas podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Mondas podcast. It's a special Mondas podcast because we obviously had the big news about Matt Smith. Spoilers if you don't already know, but it was officially announced that Matt Smith's leaving. So I thought I'd do a brief podcast, just me rattling on about my thoughts on Matt leaving. To be honest with you, I think it was something we kind of expected. There was rumours saying it might be Christmas and stuff like that, but it's obviously been confirmed now. So at the end of the day, I don't blame him because obviously he's done his standard amount of time, the Patrick Troughton sort of time. But who will we have next? That's the big question on everyone's lips now, because I'm thinking that he'll regenerate in the Christmas special. He might be there for 5 minutes. He might be there for the full hour. Who knows? Do you know what I mean? But the names being linked, I've seen a little bit of what names, and I'm kind of going to throw my own in. You know, controversial ones. You know, there's always talk of them being a woman, Doctor Who, which I think's fine. You know, I think it'd be interesting if they did go down that route. The only woman I've heard is her from Sherlock, Laura Pulver, which would be interesting. If we go back to the 90s rumours, Jennifer Saunders was always getting linked, but I don't think Jennifer Saunders now. But I don't know, it's a strange one, because everyone always goes Benedict Cumberbatch, and you know, that's never going to happen. Maybe he's just the Master one day, you know. It would either Benedict Cumberbatch or Idris Elba as the Master. That'd be pretty good. But in terms of the Doctor, it probably will be an unknown, you know, it'll probably be someone who we've never heard of, like when we watched Confidential that time and Matt Smith just popped up as the 11th Doctor and we're like, ooh. So, I don't know, it's a strange one. The names being linked to being like kind of Hugh Laurie, Sean Evans, who does Endeavour, but I think probably he's probably signed up for Endeavour for quite a long time. He'd be very good in the role, because I think the role of Endeavour is quite Sherlock Doctor Who-y. And then after that, it just gets to pure crazy speculation. It might be someone we've already seen in the show already. You know, it might just take the body on a la Romana too, you know. But it's interesting how we're going to speculation mode, because I think they probably have it all worked out now already, who it's going to be. And they probably announced, oh, I would say probably before they start shooting, or around about the sort of time they start shooting, say September time, announcing it then. I mean, it's been on all over the news as well, you know. It's kind of taken over the internet sphere from Arrested Development's return, which has been very good, nonetheless. So it's interesting to see how people go into the speculation mode on who's going to be, how it's going to happen, blah, blah. And John Hurt was mentioned as well, but I don't think it'll be John Hurt. I think he's too big a star, and also the rumours that you hear about in terms of who he really is, it wouldn't work in that sort of way. But yeah, if I go back to the 90s sort of rumours, Alan Davis, Eddie Izzard, Alan Rickman, you know, all the sort of stupid ones. There's obviously going to be loads of comics who will get linked with the role. Jessica Hines would be quite interesting in the role. So she's obviously been in Doctor Who in Human Nature already. But yeah, someone kind of who can play this slightly dark but eccentric type of thing. I don't think it'll be American actress or actor. I think they'll probably still stick to British. Must be a daunting task on the list to take over, but hey, you know, it's one of the biggest roles on television, so I don't know if Moffat's staying on. I've heard he is, and I've heard that Jazza, Jen Lewis Coleman, is going to stay on. But who knows, you know, again, we're being told things. I mean, Matt Smith said in the Sun TV magazine that he was staying on, which is a little bit, I don't really believe that, because it's in the tabloids TV magazine. But so hopefully sooner or later we'll find out who's going to be, because at the end of the day, you know that the tabloids will spoil it for us if they don't properly announce it. So it'll be intriguing to see loads of podcasts coming out, people speculating on who it's going to be and insider views on stuff, you know. And we've still got a fantastic anniversary special coming soon as well. So next podcast is going to be all about Ace, the companion played by Sophie Aldred, with Robin Bell from Twisted Showcase. So if you're Twisted Showcase on YouTube, it's very good. And an outsider bet for the Doctor would be a guy who plays Dev on Coronation Street. I just think he'd be good, and I like the guy. He makes me laugh. So if you're American or outside the UK, just put Dev Coronation Street into YouTube, and you'll see how the guy's... He's a bit bizarro. He'll never be Doctor Who, but it would be nice, you know. But yeah, so thanks for listening to me ramblings about Matt Smith, and take care. See you soon. Bye.
My best podcast.